This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. They are into the Final Four in the Division I MIAA football playoffs. Coach St. Pierre, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you with us. We speak early in the week, Monday morning here, getting ready for this Friday's game in the Final Four. But before we do that, let's go back to last week's game to get you into that semifinal game, which was a 56-34 win over Boston College High. What a shootout. And you guys with over 322 yards of rushing in that game. So your reaction to Friday's win?
Proud of my kids, proud of the effort of the staff. Not our best effort early. Don't know what to attribute that to. I thought BC High's players played really well. They were part of it, but we had a lot of self-inflicted errors and just uncharacteristic plays that we haven't done. We turned it over, which we don't do. And so we went down at halftime, 22-18, I believe. And no panic in the kids, just a lot of corrections made by the staff, and we just kind of tried to stay together, stay calm about it, and then came out and had a great second half. We outscored them 38-0 at one point, and then they scored two late touchdowns on our backups. So it was a very dominating second half.
What did they capitalize in the first half?
Yeah, we turned the ball over. I think the opening drive, they hit a gadget play on us to go up. And that was the first time we had been behind since week two. We had only trailed for 5 minutes all season prior to this game. So I think there was a little bit of a, whoa, we just got down, 8-0 really quickly. We're not used to that. And I think as we got it back on offense, I want to say it was our third play, we threw a little swing pass that ended up being fumbled. And they got the ball again. And it wasn't looking great there. And then defense, Grayson Ambrosch made a big play, scooped up a fumble off of John Dragidis' great play causing the fumble and scooped and scored. So that got us back into it, but we were just kind of not ourselves in the first half. But we made the adjustments, and like I said, big second half.
And I guess that's a learning experience for everybody coming out like that. But finishing it was obviously a great thing to be able to pull off. Any other thought? Oh, well, what about Cam LaGrassa in this game? He got 109 yards, but when you rush for over 300 yards, tell us how that fit into the picture.
Yeah, he had a good night, as he always does. We mixed it around. Jimmy Nardone had a bunch of carries. Deacon Robillard, our starting quarterback, actually made some big plays with his legs, scored a big touchdown in the third quarter, maybe early fourth, to kind of seal it for us. So we spread it around. Jeff Quigley, our backup running back, had a nice night, couple touchdowns. So a lot of different guys carrying it, but it really speaks to the offensive line, the tight ends, and the fullback for the blocking they did against a really big. They load the box. BC High had everybody in the box trying to stop our run, and they still got 320-something hung on them. So that speaks to the offensive line and the tight ends and the fullbacks, doing their job.
I know we've talked about the lines in the last few weeks, but in the context that you just mentioned, the fullbacks and tight ends, maybe drop a few names there before we move on to Friday's game for us.
Yeah, our starting fullback is Gael Garcia, and he's probably the best guy in the state. Well, not probably. He's got to be the best fullback in the state. He's been extremely, extremely productive for us. He had some carries, too, the other night, big carries, big first-down carries, but he's just so physical in the run game. We're blessed. We have three starting caliber tight ends in Mason McSweeney, Josh Harmon, and Will Kent, and all three of them play a lot of snaps. So there's not many high schools that roll out those kind of personnel groups, and I think that's hard for defenses to handle. We're not trying to surprise people. We're pretty set in our ways and what we want to do, and it's just about can you measure up and stop it, and right now no one can.
Yeah, you almost stole a phrase right from my notes here. Basically what with your running attack here and of course sprinkling in the passes as you do, it's like just try to stop us kind of a thing. And they couldn't in the second half for sure. All right, Coach, Andover coming up on Friday night. You'll be playing in Woburn. The seeds in this D1 tournament shaking out as maybe predicted, or at least as scheduled. You're the number one seed. They're the four seed. The other semifinal game finds Needham. Number three versus number two, Xaverian. So you guys are playing in Woolbert at a neutral site on Friday night against Andover. Andover has just the one loss this season. And I guess tell it, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but tell us how you see the matchup with Andover on Friday.
Very, very veteran group, very good group. Like you said, I think they're 9-1. And, you know, beat Central Catholic, have some good wins on their resume. Their coach does a really good job up there. It's a really strong program, has been for a long time. So they've had a lot of success, especially recently. We played them last year in the playoffs in the second round, I believe. So there's some familiarity there between the programs. I know they return a bunch of guys from that team. We replaced a bunch, but I think some of the kids probably know each other. We have some kids from that area as well. So it's a nice little rivalry.
Yeah, and geographically, for those of us that still look at maps, road maps, right down at the intersection of Route 128 or 95 and 93. So there you go, Woburn High School. So now they lost to Methuen. What do you know about that game? It was like a 58-18 score, a 50-18 score.
Yeah, I mean, Methuen was an explosive offense this year. They got knocked out by Needham, I think, last week. But, you know, they have that ability. Quarterback and running back are a pretty explosive combination. And I think Andover made a bunch of changes since that game. That's what I've been told, anyway. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But we're expecting a 9-1 football team who's in the Final Four to be a really good team. And we know they are. So they have our full attention for sure.
No, absolutely. And and again, they pass and run, Andover does?
Yeah, they're a spread team. The quarterback's pretty dynamic. He's a run-pass threat for sure. They have a really good running back and some good receivers. So they're going to spread you out. A lot of people try to do that against us, and especially lately we've played a lot of spread teams that have tried to throw it on us, and BC High had success throwing it on us last week. So those are corrections we need to make. But I'm pretty confident in our group that we'll make the adjustments. We've been a really good defense all year, and I expect that to continue.
Tell our listeners about your week, maybe as a final question, how you prepare. And I'm sure it's no different this week than other weeks, but you're meeting an opponent that, you know, like you're not all that familiar with, but yeah, you are, of course, scouting-wise and seeing them last year. But take our listeners through the week. As we talk on Monday morning, what do the players do from day to day during the week and you as coaches do?
Yeah, I mean, it really starts Friday night with the win. The next morning we get them in the weight room and we have a workout and watch film, and then we get them home, and then they're off on Sunday. And then today they had their first workout of this new week in the weight room, 6:30 in the morning. They'll do that again on Wednesday. We'll practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll walk it through on Thursday and go down to Woburn on Friday night. So it's a grind. It always has been, and we don't change just because it's a state semifinal game. It's going to be business as usual for us. Very familiar schedule of a Friday night game, and that's how we're treating it.
Good. Any other notes, Coach, out of from St. John's Prep Football out of last Friday's game, injuries or any other updates to share with us?
We did get one of our captains back, Wills Gillette, at right guard, which was really great to see. He had been out for 4 or 5 weeks, so it was really good to have him back. He played a significant role in us, you know, early in the season as a starting right guard and a captain, and just really good to see him back with us. Our freshman right guard, who took over for him and then relinquished the role Friday night, has done a great job, Caden Blanchett. And he still plays in a couple of our heavy package and on offense, so we've discovered some depth there, which is really great to see. And to have a young freshman who can play at this level was a great revelation for us.
Terrific. All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on Friday night. And, again, great talking with you this week.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yep, take care. Brian St. Pierre, head football coach, St. John's Prep. Again, Andover, their opponent, Friday night in Woburn, here on MSONewsSports.com.